Part B.
Thank you for such an interesting lecture, Professor Evans. I'm Takeru, an international student from Japan. I have a question.
Hi, Takeru. Go ahead.
Japan is the world's most aged country and has a low birth rate. Also, its economic growth rate has been low. If Japan's economic growth continues to remain low, do you think the fertility rate will rise? In general, the birth rate is higher in less affluent countries, right?
You seem to have it wrong, Takeru. The economic growth rate and the wealth of a country are two different things. Many developing countries are experiencing rapid economic growth, but are still poor. Japan's economic growth rate is not as high as it used to be, but its GDP per capita is over $40,000 per year. Generally speaking, women in countries where GDP per capita is above $10,000 per year tend to give birth to not more than two children.
I see. So GDP, not the growth rate, is an indicator of a country's wealth.
That's right, but GDP alone is not always sufficient. It tells us nothing about the degree of economic inequality or about the social security services available.
Could I join in? I'm Ethel. I study social welfare policies.
Of course, Ethel. Please tell us what you think.
In order to measure people's well-being, we need some other indicators besides GDP. Among the various indicators proposed, which ones should we pay attention to?
Well, when examining quality of life, the one I'd like you to focus on is the infant mortality rate. This is the number of babies who died within the first year of life for every 1,000 live births.
Why should we focus on it?
To give babies a good chance of surviving the first year, the most critical period of life, favorable conditions are required. Low infant mortality rates are impossible to achieve without good infrastructure, nutrition, and access to health care. So the infant mortality rate is a powerful indicator of overall quality of life.
I'm sure it is.
Takeru, do you know the Japanese infant mortality rate?
No, but I think it is not very high.
Japan has an extremely low rate, which is 1.64 deaths per 1,000 live births, while the global rate is 27.33, and that of the U.S. is 5.61. About 100 years ago, in 1918, when Spanish flu broke out, Japan's infant mortality rate was about 189 deaths per 1,000. You can see how much nutrition, medicine, etc. has improved in Japan over the last century.
That is certainly a wonderful thing, but is it a key factor in Japan's declining birth rate?
It's almost impossible to single out any one factor as the cause of low fertility, but countries with low infant mortality rates also tend to have low birth rates.
By the way, I have a more fundamental question. Is a declining birth rate really a problem? Policymakers regard it as a disadvantage in terms of labor shortages and reduced international competitiveness. However, I think it can be better for individuals to have fewer children.
Also, a low fertility rate might be good not only for individuals, but also for the planet. I believe a smaller population means less stress on the environment.
Good points, both of you. In fact, some scientists argue that declining birth rates and population decline have more advantages than disadvantages. In the next lecture, we can talk about this.